Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
With strong to severe thunderstorms, a possibility later in the day, we'll be watching the situation closely as we go through the afternoon. Check in for your updates on traffic and weather together on the 8s every 10 minutes on News Radio 1080. Out of South Central Texas, an Amber Alert is issued from the town of Gonzales for a boy believed to be in extreme danger. 12-year-old Aaron Macbeth was last seen early this morning wearing a gray Iron Man shirt, blue jeans, and a blue ball cap. The suspect, 32-year-old Sylvia Garcia. We have photos of the two at KRLD.com. We have continuing coverage on the death of Britain's Prince Philip. Sheila Kadam owns the British Emporium in Grapevine.
Indeed, it was very, very sad to wake up this morning and hear the news. I know that my customers and the rest of the British community are going to be deeply, deeply saddened by this news, and our thoughts, our love and our support, our deepest condolences will go out to the Queen. I know for sure there'll be a great measure of sadness today with my customers, my British friends here in the North Texas community.
You can hear the entire interview at KRLD.com. Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, was 99. A win at the highest level for Dallas salon owner Shelley Luther, who made national news a year ago by defying a COVID-19 order and opening her shop. KRLD's LP Phillips reports the Texas Supreme Court says Luther does not have to serve any more jail time.
While the main lawsuit against Luther and her Alamode beauty shop is still pending, the Supreme Court today said the contempt judgment and the remaining 5 days of her 7-day jail term are void. Luther opened her shop under what she considered correct guidelines for the Centers for Disease Control, but in violation of city and county orders. A judge ordered her jailed for violating the shutdown order, but after 2 days, the Supreme Court ordered Luther released. Her attorney, Warren Norrod, says the balance of that sentence was still dangling.
Until this came out, she had 5 more days to serve. If the court had not come out this way, she'd have to go back for 5 days, and there'd be really nothing in practical terms that would keep that from happening.
While the civil suit is still pending, Norrod feels the Supreme Court is sending a signal that things may not go the city's way if it persists. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
16 airlines have been told to ground some of their 737 MAX jets once again. Boeing says it has recommended the grounding of some jets over an electrical issue. The company says it sent the airlines the tail numbers of specific planes affected. Dallas May Southwest says it had 30 in its fleet. The carrier says it hasn't seen any problems and it has more than 700 jets, so it can use spare planes to make up the difference. Southwest says, quote, safety is always its uncompromising priority. We have asked Fort Worth-based American if they had to take any planes out of service. We will keep you posted on the response. Meanwhile, Southwest Airlines planning to bring back 2,700 flight attendants who have been on voluntary leave. Southwest says it's planning to have the workers come back In June, more than 200 pilots also expected to return. Southwest has more than 111,000 flights scheduled in the month of June. That's close to the same number it had in June 2019, before the pandemic. Police arrest a man wanted for assaulting and killing puppies in Dallas. The update from KRLD's Bailey Friday.
Dallas police have arrested 20-year-old Sebastian Acosta on a charge of cruelty to non-livestock, torture, kill, which is a third-degree felony. Police released footage of a man hauling the dogs in the bed of a silver pickup truck Wednesday on Doughty Ferry Road.
The suspect was driving a Ford F-150. It didn't have any license plates, and we were seeking the public's assistance.
Sergeant Tremise Jones with Dallas Police says Acosta killed two puppies by physical assault. After releasing the photos and video, she says police were able to track him down. She says when Acosta was arrested, a third puppy was found in his truck. It's now in protective custody. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This weekend, the coronavirus vaccine will be given in the gym at South Oak Cliff High School for people who want it, but an appointment is required. Dallas School Trustee Maxie Johnson says they've already signed up about 700 people, and they plan to give priority to teachers and those 65 and older.
It matters because we serve our kids. Our parents live in the community. Our kids go to school here. This is a community school.
Those who show up will get the single shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The shots at South Oak Cliff High will be administered from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. this weekend, again by appointment only. The Dallas Mayor's Disaster Relief Fund offering more money to nonprofit groups that are helping people affected by the February winter storm. 15 local organizations will each receive $20,000 from the fund. It was set up to help disaster victims after Hurricane Katrina in 2005. Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush says he's considering running for state attorney general. Two-term incumbent and fellow Republican Ken Paxton's been under indictment for securities fraud since before he took office. Paxton is also under investigation for misuse of office and more. SMU political science professor Cal Gilson says he believes Bush would have a good chance against Paxton.
He has been clear that if he makes the race, he's going to make it on the integrity required to be the Attorney General of Texas, while hoping to claim that there's no daylight between he and Ken Paxton in terms of conservatism or even in terms of commitment to former President Trump.
George P. Bush, perhaps the most prominent member of his famous family to back former President Trump. If you've been waiting for the opportunity to buy single game tickets for Rangers games in May and June, your chance is here. As of today, tickets for the 32 home games in the 2 months are on sale. That includes a four-game homestand against the Yankees May 17th through 20th and three games against Houston May 21st through the 23rd. The Rangers hosted a sellout crowd of more than 38,000 on opening day. In sports, the leaderboard tightening today at the Masters. After a 7-under-65 on Thursday, first round leader Justin Rose was over par in his second round. The Rangers open a home series with San Diego tonight at 7:05.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.